Welcome back to the Unforgettable Radio Theater and our trip back to the golden age of radio. I'm Mike Alexander, your travel guide for the journey. Now we're off to 5 years later, Sunday, February 7th, 1949, to listen to an episode of Life with Luigi. Conrad was a regular on the show, playing Schultz, the butcher, a friend of Luigi and fellow classmate at the night school where they were learning to speak English. Conrad was a regular cast member on many radio shows. Besides Life with Luigi, he was Professor Kropotkin on My Friend Irma, Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist on The Burns and Allen Show, and Mr. Hemingway on The Judy Canova Show, just to name a few. As I reset the Time Portal's radio dial to Sunday, February 9th, 1949, get ready to laugh at the antics in the Luigi Needs a Driver's License episode of Life with Luigi with J. Carroll Nash as Luigi, Alan Reed as Pasquale, and Hans Conried as Schultz.
We invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. A year ago, when Luigi Vasco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventure. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, America is a land with a very high standard of living. Everybody saves money so he can buy a refrigerator, a washing machine, a dishwasher, and a vacuum cleaner. Seems like everybody here has got these things. People who can afford, they buy. People who cannot afford, they go on a quiz program. Another big American thing. Everybody has got a car. They got all kinds of here. There's the sedans, the trailers, the trucks. And America's so rich, they even got a car for chickens. That's called a coop. A car is a wonderful thing. You remember, Mamma Mia, in the old country during the war, how American boy is taking me for driving his car? Well, it wasn't exactly a car. It was something like a cement mixer. And he's call it a Jeep. Mamma Mia, how that car is a shape. Remember once how we go for a ride? Me and Uncle Pietro and his goat. And when we come back, I'm losing my watch. Uncle Pietro loses his teeth. And the goat is refused to give him milk for 3 days. Since that time, I'm always the one to own my own car. And after 1 year, I must have $100. And now I'm going to make my dream come true. Of course, with $100, I'm not going to afford the new 1949 car. I'm going to have to be satisfied with a 48. But right now is the time for my night school class, so I'm going to go and ask my teacher, Miss Spalding, for advice about the buying a car.
All right, class, all right, let's come to attention. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Harwin?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Absent.
Mr. Schultz, you're present. Why do you say absent?
I just want a creative sensation. Oh, thank you, fellow boobers. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Schultz, you can stop bowing. Now, class, our lesson... Oh, yes, Mr. Basco, what is it?
Well, Miss Spalding, today is a big day in my life. And I'm like so much if the classes are helping me.
Well, certainly, Mr. Basco. What is it?
Well, today I'm going to buy my own car.
A car? Oh, no, it's a big shot. A big shot is an explosion.
Laugh, please. Mr. Basco, why don't you wait until after the bell? I'm sure one of your classmates can help you in the selection of a car. Now, class, our lesson for today is spelling. And we are going to study words which contain letters that we don't pronounce. Now, Mr. Basco, will you volunteer to spell the word knife?
Knife. K-N-I-F. D is a silent.
Not exactly. Mr. Schultz, will you try?
I try, but I don't give a guarantee. Knife. B.
Just a moment, Mr. Schultz. There is no B in knife.
This is a Boy Scout knife.
Class, I will spell the word. K-N-I-F-E.
K-N-I-F-E? That's Kniffy.
No, the word is knife. K is the silent letter. K is always silent in front of N.
Is that so? What about Knockbook?
Please. Now, will someone in the class give us an example of another word with a silent letter? Oh, yes, Mr. Olson?
Yeah. In the sentence, I gnash my teeth. Nash is spelled G-N-A-S-H, and the G is silent preceding the N.
Oh, what a show-off. If I were so smart, I'd shoot myself.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Please, that was excellent, Mr. Olson.
Excuse me, Miss Pauling. I'm always known that the Nash has a silent motor, but this is silent. The G is in the 49er model, too.
Now, that's the kind of fella I like. That's a dumbbell.
No, no, Mr. Basco. I can see you can't get your mind off cars. Now, can anyone here tell Mr. Basco where to get a car?
Luigi? How about Louis the lunatic?
That's right, Luigi. You go right down to Automobile Row on Dearborn Street.
Dearborn Street?
Yeah, but you got to be careful with these dealers, you know. They are all sharpshooters. On account of them, my brother Ludwig got the best buy in his life. In 3 years, he's never had a flat, never had to change a spark plug, never uses any oil, no trouble at all.
What did he buy?
A horse and wagon.
Mr. Schultz, I'm getting a little tired of your... sometimes they act like a lot of little school children. To knock for.
Excuse me, mister. I'm like to buy a car here.
Yes, sir. You picked the right lot. I got just what you want. 2,300, 2,700, 3,500. Anything you like, drive it right out. How much do you want to spend?
$100.
Well, come on over here around the back. We might find something for you.
All right.
Ah, now there we are. Here is a fine selection of cars around the $100 class. Nice, eh?
Looks just like a museum.
Well, now, let's see. Just what kind of a car do you have in mind? How about a convertible, eh? Do you like to drive with the top down?
No, I'm always aware of a hat.
Well, how about this car here? Do you like it? It's an old.
No, that's a too old.
Hey, mister, did you ever drive a car before?
Well, a long time ago in the older country.
Oh,
You see, I'm not long from Italy.
I see. Well, now, buddy, I got just the car for you. Yes, sir, here it is, a stud. Hardly been used in the last 32 years. Well, look at the dashboard. Only 5,000 miles. And I'm the original guy who pushed back the speedometer.
Is it good, huh?
Oh, it's sensational. Not like any ordinary car, you know. This car is different. No windshield, no bumpers, no radio, no heater, no spare tire, no fuel pump, no radiator. Just a good, honest set of used parts. Now, I'm not so sure that you've got the money. If you've got it, put up or shut up. That's the American way.
Sure. I got the money here.
Well, that's the ticket. 100 old dollar bills. We've been waiting for you. Here's the bill of sale. Sign right here. You got a driver's license?
No, but I can drive.
Okay, then drive right down to City Hall. Get a learner's permit. Hop in. That's right. We stand behind every car we sell. Only way we can push him off the lot. Get set. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Mamma mia, we're going fast. 3, 4, 5 miles an hour. Hey, Mr. Feldman, look at me. Hello, Mrs. Pellegrino.
Hey, Luigi, you got a car. Hey, look at Luigi, he's a millionaire.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Well, Pasquale, take a look. What do you think?
What's happening, Luigi? You got a job in the circus?
What are you talking about, Pasquale? How about just to buy myself a car? What does it look like?
How many guesses do you give me?
You just saying that because I didn't need any help from you.
No help from me, eh? Hey, Luigi, why are you putting those two blocks under the front of the wheel?
That's an intervention emergency brake. Pasquale, I know it's not the best car, but at least it's all the mine. Now I can drive down the street and everybody's saying, look, Luigi, he's a look like a real American.
Yeah, and this the car you look like a real American, Buffalo Bill. tell me something, Luigi. You got auto insurance?
Auto insurance? What's that?
Well, it's like a life insurance, only you don't get paid until the car dies. Looking under your car, I'm thinking somebody's already collected.
Then I'm going to need the insurance.
Oh, but there's insurance you got to have. It's much more important. That's for accidents. There's a single indemnity, that's if you hit a one person. Then there's a double indemnity, that's if you hit a twin.
But Pasquale, I'm not going to hit anybody.
What are you talking about? You got a car? Use it.
But Pasquale, I'm just spending all of my money on my car. I'm not going to afford this insurance.
Oh, Luigi, that's bad.
Bad?
Terrible. Tell me, little man, you got an operator's license?
But Pasquale, what for? I'm going to need operator license. I'm not going to work for the phone company.
That's to show how stupid you are. Operator license is a meaning when you hit somebody, you got a license to operate on them right away. And you ain't got that either.
Oh, Pasquale, all I'm got is a learner's permit and a book of rules to study. What am I going to do? I should never have bought a car without asking you advice first.
Now, that's the first the smarter thing I've heard since we started talking. Luigi, when I'm going to see you look so sad, my heart is melting like a parmesan cheese on a hot spaghetti. You know what I'm going to do for you?
What, Pasquale?
I'm going to pay for your auto insurance. I'm going to see to it you get your operator license, your driver license, and instead of this old jalopy, I'm going to buy you a brand new car.
Pasquale, you're going to do all of this for me? But why?
Because I'm going to love you, you little pumpkin head. His eyes are like a two pumpkin seeds and a nose are haggard like a banana.
Oh, stop it, Pasquale. You're making me blush in the street.
And now that I'm going to do you a little favor, maybe you'll do me a little favor.
Favor? What the favor you want I should do for you?
Well, while you're down at City Hall getting your driver's license and your operator's license, maybe you go to the next window and get one or more license.
Well, sure, Pasquale. What the kind of license you want I should get?
Marriage license for my daughter Rosa.
No, Pasquale, I'm not going to marry Rosa. She's a too fat for me.
Luigi, it's no fair to call a girl a fat just because she's happened to weigh 240 pounds.
250.
What do you say?
I say 250.
I say 240. She's not have her supper yet. Hey, Luigi, do me a favor. Just to marry Rosa for a little while. You'd be surprised at how my little flower she's gonna grow out of you.
Pasquale, I'm no flower pastor.
All right, you big stupid, and now I'm gonna tell you something. They're never gonna give you a driver license with that old wreck you bought.
No?
No, you're lucky if you stay out of jail.
Jail?
Sure. When you start driving through the streets like a crazy man, chasing the people down the cellars and up the roofs and running for their lives, you know what it's going to say in a newspaper headline?
What?
Chicago's a hit to buy a new atom bomb.
Mamma mia, I'm just start out to buy a car, and now I'm lucky if America doesn't declare a war on me.
And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So, Mamma Mia, although I'm realizing my big ambition to own a car like a real American,
I'm afraid it's going to bring me a lot of trouble. Pasquale is the same my carriage look is so terrible, I'm never going to get driver's license, so I'm going to try to fix it up. I'm going to shine up with the car nice and clean with the two cans of a shoe polish. Also, I'm going to put the wallpaper on the inside. And to make the car look more expensive, I'm going to paint a spare tire on the back. But still, I'm having a lot of trouble with the car. 3 times a day, the street cleaning department is trying to take it away. Biggest trouble I'm having is reading the rule book and trying to learn the traffic rules for my driving test. Mamma mia, what's the rules? Put a hand out for left to turn, a hand out for right to turn, hand out for a stop, a hand out for a go. Mamma mia, this book must be for a man with a four hands. So I'm sitting here studying when it suddenly has opened up for my door.
Luigi, my friend, I was just passing by and I had to stop in. I just saw your car outside and I congratulate you on making such a wonderful deal.
Oh, thank you, sure.
How much did the man pay you for taking it off his lot?
Sure, please, I'm paying a man $100 for this car.
$100?
Sure, do you think I was stuck?
Stuck? Luigi, you was harpooned. This is a car like that. I got only one piece of advice for you.
Such as that.
Keep moving, because if you ever stop, people will think you are in an accident. Well, I got to go now. Goodbye, Luigi.
Goodbye, Schultz.
Oh, Luigi, cheer up. Smile. Nothing in this world is worth crying about.
For Schultz, I'm spending my last dollar on a bad car, and I'm gotta go today for a driving test. I'm not going to understand the rules, and all that's left for me is to marry Pasquale's daughter, Rosie. If you was in my place, what would you do?
Himmel, would I let out a scream? Well, Luigi, I really got to go now. Now, come on, Luigi, be like me, always happy. Smile, smile!
My rheumatism is killing me.
Mamma mia, another hour I gotta take my driving test. Well, I better look in this traffic rule book and study some more rules. To make the left hand turn, turn into the lane to the right of the center, turning into the roadway. But do not turn. Mamma mia, I think I'm gonna lost at the last turn. Well, I read this some more. To make the left into.
Hello, Luigi, my little friend and my countryman. What's new with you?
Huh? Squally, ain't you mad at me no more?
Me? I'm mad at you? Why, Luigi, shame on you. You should have known me better than that. You know there's a two sides to my face. If one side is mad out of you, the other side is glad out of you. You know that.
You sure that, the Pasquale. That's why everybody is calling you Two-Face.
It's a funny thing, and when I'm saying it, it come out different. Hey, Luigi, what's that the pamphlet you're reading?
Well, Pasquale, I gotta go for driver's test in an hour, and I'm studying the rules so I should have passed.
Luigi, I'm gonna help you out. Nobody should know more about a driver's test than me. I'm gonna take it 10 times.
Then maybe you can tell me, Pasquale. All through this book is this word. Vehicle. V-E-H-I-C-A.
Ooh, Luigi, yeah. You're lucky you got me to explain to you. That's a vehicle. That's a mean a car, what's a drunk. That's what they call auto intoxication. There's a lot I can teach you. Now, say you're driving a car, you hit a man inside his home. What's this called?
What?
Home in the side. Big punishment did you go for that. Very big. They stamp on your license. Must wear glasses.
Papa Squally, thank you. Maybe now I have a chance to pass. Tell me, what do you mean by zones?
That's a simple. Driving a car is like a game. There's a 3 kinds of zones. T-zone, free zone, and an end zone. If you hit a man in the T-zone, he's not going to smoke no more. And if you hit him in the end zone, they push your car back 5 yards.
What's to the free zone?
That's the meaning you can park for nothing. Now, take a traffic light. Is a green light, that's for go. Is a red light, that's for stop.
What's the yellow light for?
That's for women to drive. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, Pasquale, thanks so much for your help.
Don't mention it. Luigi, you just are giving these answers like I'm going to tell you, and you're going to be fixed up for good.
Next applicant. Pardon me, mister. You've been waiting here for 2 hours. What are you waiting for?
Well, you've been calling for people who want the applicant. I'm waiting till you call people who want the driver's license.
Oh, I see. Well, take your learner's permit to booth 7 over there, and the inspector will give you your test.
Thank you very much. Booth 7. Oh, there it is. Mamma mia, how am I going to drive my car in that little booth? Oh, excuse me, mister.
Have a seat. You got your car outside?
Yes.
All right, now I'll ask you a few routine questions. First, explain your hand signal.
Sure. To make a signal, you got to stick out to your left hand. First, you got to let the window down. Left hand is to signal right to turn, left turn, and a pass. That's with the palm down.
The palm down? When do you stick your hand out with the palm up?
Only when you want to see if it's a rain.
Are you sure you can drive a car?
Sure, I'm sure.
Well, let's go on outside for the road test.
All right. Hi there. There's my car, over there.
Is that your car?
Uh-huh.
I think we have a law covering that. Let me look in my book under the seal. Condemned. They must have overlooked this model. Well, let's get in. Does this car always sag like this?
Oh, no. Only when a people is sitting it.
Okay, start it up. Choke it, choke it.
Choke it, so where am I going to grab it?
Pull the choke out there.
Oh. All right, it's out. Now, where should I put it?
Brother, step on the gas.
The cars are gone. You see, it's work. If it's too windy for you, I'm going to stop and put in the windshield.
Never mind. This is like going through D-Day again. Yeah, all right, there's a sign. It says no U-turn. What does that mean?
Well, that's so simple. It says no U-turn. That's to mean it's my turn. Look, there's a stop sign. You want I should stop?
I dare you. Of course, stop. Stop right on the corner of First Street.
All right.
I said First Street, not Second Street.
Well, I was a close. Is it not so good, huh? Well, watch me on a signal.
Didn't you see that car behind you? Where's your rear vision mirror?
What the fuck? I need the rear mirror. If I'm going to want to see who's behind me, I'm going to look back like it is.
Hey, look out! Look out! Look
out! Mamma mia, the car is a stop, but the inspector is to keep on going.
All right, Mr. Basco, the test is over. You ride back, I'll walk.
But why? I'd be happy to drive you back into my car.
What are you, a sadist? It's a nice day. The sun is shining. I got a wife and four kids. I'll walk.
Well, all right, so you walk. I'm a driver. When you get there, wait for me.
Too bad. And he was doing so well.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi, what are you doing with that steering wheel in your hand?
Pasquale, I'm just protecting my driver's attention.
Luigi, look at you. Hair is all mussed up, the clothes are dirty and torn, face all banged up, you walking with a limp. You don't look like a driver, you look like a pedestrian.
What's happened? It's all mixed up. All I know is when I was driving back to the license bureau myself, a car is a come after me. I'm a signal for a stop. I'm a put out the boat of my hand, but it's a big crash.
Oh, Luigi.
It is all my fault. I put my left hand out of the left window, but to my right hand it wasn't long enough to reach the other window.
Did you get your driver's license?
But, Charlie, not only am I not to get my license, but they take away my learner's permit. They say I'm not can drive for at least 1 year. And I'm not allowed to walk in the streets for 2 days.
Luigi, Luigi, how could one man get himself into so much trouble?
Believe me, Pasquale, it's not easy. What am I going to do? Man who's got on my head is to say he's going to sue me for everything I'm got.
Worse than that, Luigi. Man has probably got a 20 years of life insurance. That means he can get you 20 years of the life.
Mamma mia, Pasquale, save me, please.
Luigi, don't beg. I'm going to help you out of everything. I'm even going to buy you a new car so you still can be proud like an American. Just to do me one favor.
All right, Pasquale. I'll marry your daughter.
Well, saying it like you mean it. Go ahead. She's awaiting. Call her yourself.
All right. Rosa.
Put some feeling in it.
Rosa.
Yes, my little angel. You love us, the call of you himself. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, poor little Luigi was just in a terrible auto accident. What do you say to him?
Luigi, you want a band-aid?
Oh, shut up, you face! Well, my children, I'm going to give you my blessing, and we're going to tell everybody...
Oh, Mr. Basco, I'm so glad I found you in.
Mamma mia, that's the matter. Who's the car I'm a hit?
I'm going to fix everything, mister.
Oh, are you his attorney? Well, look, I admit everything. It was all my fault. I'm willing to make amends.
But...
I had no right to be driving that car. I had no driver's license, no permit, nothing.
But,
This has taught me a terrible lesson. Mr. Basco, I'm prepared to pay for my mistake. Could you promise not to press suit?
I'm not to press suit.
Oh... Oh, thank you.
I'm one of the senator Taylor.
But
now, Mr. Basco, let's settle this whole thing right here. I'm willing to pay you whatever that car is worth, say, $500.
Oh, no.
$1,000?
No, no, no.
Okay, you've got me against the wall. How much do you want for the car?
$100.
But
$100? Well, here, take it, and thank you very much.
Wait, not so fast. This is something else.
What's the matter? Were you hurt?
I got a hole in my pants from the accident. It's going to cost you 40 cents for the patch.
Here, and thank you. And good night.
But,
Well, Pasquale, thank you for teaching me about a traffic rule. You're a system.
But, Luigi, what for are you sticking out of your hand now?
I'm making a right to turn the back to my store.
But what about a Rosa, but to Luigi?
Good to buy a bus.
Be sure to listen next
Christmas time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production that is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Demon and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carol Nash has starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conry the Schultz and Mary Schiff as Miss Spaulding. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Conrad appeared in over 100 films, countless TV programs, and was voice actor in many animated movies and cartoons. He was also a semi-regular on the TV show Make Room for Daddy, playing Uncle Tanoose. He also voiced Snidely Whiplash on Rocky and Bullwinkle, and Uncle Waldo on Hippity Hopper. Conrad married Margaret Green in 1942. They were married for 40 years and had four children. He had a history of heart trouble and died on January 5, 1982, one day after suffering a major heart attack. Conrad played one other recurring character on a radio sitcom in its early years. Can you give me the name of the sitcom and the character he played? I'll give you the answer next week when we once again travel back to the golden age of radio. Sorry to say that our journey for this week has ended, but don't fret, I'll be back next week at this same time for another journey back to the golden age of radio. Do you have a favorite program you'd like to hear? If so, drop me an email at radiotheater@wbnj.org. That's radiotheater@wbnj.org, and give me the name of the show so I can schedule it for a future journey. Even if you have no special request at this time, email me the answer to the question I just asked at the end of this journey. This is Mike Alexander for the Unforgettable Radio Theater, asking you to join me next week for another trip back to the golden age of radio. I'll be right here, waiting to set your radio dial and guide you through the time period.